For the past month during the pandemic, I've been checking in with mayors across the state. Let's check in with Tom McNamara, the mayor of Rockford. Tom, you safe? You and your family safe? How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. Thanks so much for having me on. Yes, we're doing well. I would say a little bit homestruck with having a three-year-old and four-year-old, but other than that, doing well.
That's rough stuff, man. I remember those days, and I can't imagine being self-quarantined with two kids under five. That's rough stuff right there.
Yeah, and Sunday it rained all day. Oh, yeah, not fun.
That is not fun whatsoever. So I had the mayor, we had the mayor of Orland Park on Friday. The mayor of Orland Park is ready to open up his city. I've talked to the mayor, Jim Artis of Peoria. The mayor of Naperville is ready. The mayor of Chicago, Lori Lightfoot, said, we're not ready. Where are you right now?
So, I think everyone is ready. But the question is, how do you do it? And for us, we've taken the approach that we want to open up safely, we want to open up responsibly, and we want to open up sustainably. So we have 10 working teams in our community working on different sectors, everything from arts and culture to infrastructure to budgeting and government efficiency, healthcare, human services, you name it, small business. And these 10 working groups are looking at ways that we can position ourselves to open, but also position ourselves to obtain the most state and federal relief as we can. And also, how do we project ourselves forward so that the day after COVID, we're a stronger community.
Right. The death rate in Cook County is kind of held steady around 120 or 130 every single day. Where is Winnebago County right now?
So right now we have 926 cases and we have 26 deaths.
And how is that fluctuating in Winnebago? Is it up, down, staying the same?
So deaths have, increased. Obviously, both numbers have increased. But our cases, we're starting to get a handle because we're doing more testing and our contact tracing we've been doing from day one. So we've definitely had a couple of higher days. Last week, we had a day that we had over 90 cases and four deaths. But we seem to be somewhat getting closer and closer to our plateau.
What's the biggest problem in Winnebago County? Because when it got warm here in Chicago, people went out on the weekends. And when they gather, more than 10 people, the mayor got very upset, yelled at us on television. Where are you at? What's your biggest problem?
Yeah. So I would say by and large, Rockford citizens and our business owners have done a tremendous job. That's what kind of makes Rockford special is we come together in times of adversity. But our biggest challenges here are certainly what we call dates of concern. So you can look at Easter as a date of concern. That's where we saw a number of cases derived from that day and shortly thereafter. We were hoping that Mother's Day was not the same. It looked like citizens did a really good job in my drive around. But also we have congregate living centers where about 64% of all of our deaths have come from congregate living centers. So those are two areas, those dates that coincide with warm weather and kind of those times that families get together is one area, and then the other is the congregant living facilities.
Right, the dates of concern. So Memorial Day weekend is going to be a date of concern for you, isn't it? And most mayors around the state.
It certainly is.
Wow, we're talking with Rockford Mayor Tom McNamara. So what have you and the governor, have you two had a conversation, or are you on the mayor's call with the governor?
I've had multiple conversations with him, and I'm also on the mayor's call.
And what has he said? Why the reasoning? Because there's so many restaurant owners and bar owners here in Chicago that said, wait a second, we can't open now until the end of June. I thought it was the end of May. They're very upset here in the city. So what has he told you?
So I think they're very upset around the state. What he said to me is pretty much what he said on TV. He is going to take all of his guidance from the health professionals. And I think that part is fair, and he should. I would say I don't think he gets enough credit for the flexibility that he's shown in some areas. Maybe a little bit slow at times, but he has shown some pretty good flexibility. I mean, when he extended this order, take a step back, Pete. Everyone says, well, I'm for a phased reopening, just don't close everything down. But we're really in a phased reopening. It may be a longer phases than anyone wants, but it is a phased reopening. He opened up curbside, he opened up nurseries, he opened up golf courses. I think the natural next step is to get some of these restaurants opened, and I would say even at a less percentage than what he said, I think you could do that at the beginning of June with a lower percentage, say 20-25% at the beginning of June, and then at the end of June, middle of June, you start opening that up to 50%, and you slowly phase it in. I mean, we're going to have a tremendous adjustments in our lifestyle, long outlasting just these last couple of months, and I think it's going to be with us for quite some time. But I do think there are ways to safely, responsibly, and sustainably open up.
I've said this on the air 100 times. I would hate to be a politician because you have to err on the conservative side, because if you open things up too early, number one, people are going to get sick. And number two, they're just going to roast you for it. So here we are. We have to wait until the end of June to get in a restaurant or a bar. What are business owners in Rockford and Winnebago County telling you?
So I think they're saying the same thing that they're saying to every politician: hurry up and open everything up. I would say two things. One is, no matter, public health, if you do a really good job, people say you overreacted, right? And if you don't do a really good job, people lose their lives. So, one, we are taking a public health stance first. Second is, we have been tremendously creative in helping our small businesses. We've deferred pretty much every single tax that they would ever pay. We have created small business loan pools with zero interest to help these small businesses move through. But ultimately, the health metrics will tell us if we're ready. And I think we're getting to that point. And I think, when you look at early June, I think we'll be at the point that a number of industries can open up that maybe statewide they couldn't.
How about malls? When do you see the Cherryvale Mall in Rockford opening up?
Well, the Cherryvale Mall is in Cherry Valley, so they're going to have to deal with that one. That's one area I get
to
duck on that one. But that's a significant concern. There's a lot of issues with those types of facilities. So I'm fortunate that I don't have to deal with that.
You know, construction is going on right now. We originally had you on. It was probably, almost a year ago when they decided to build that Hard Rock Casino in Rockford. What is going on with that? Have they broken ground? What's the update?
So the update is that we submitted our proposal or our application to the Illinois Gaming Board, the IGB, in the middle of October. They have up to 12 months to move through that process and approve the license. We've been hearing that they have started their work, but we know from the second they approve our application, it'll take about 90 days to get approved. The other thing we've just done is we just approved a $48 million infrastructure plan, because we want to use this time right now to get our roads up to par.
So you're working on the roads, and when do you see the casino breaking ground? What do you think? Sometime
so
this,
I think,
this summer, in the fall? What?
I certainly hope so. I mean, the Illinois Gaming Board has up to 12 months to do their work, and so that would bring you to October if they took all 12. I certainly hope that they don't,
right?
But they do have that right to do.
I mean, even though it was approved and Rockford's very excited about it, it drives me crazy that the Illinois Board has to wait. I mean, they have a year and they just kind of sit on it. What are they doing?
So I would say, I think they're starting to move now.
I know you're not going to say anything.
Yeah, I can't say the way you are. But I would say is they have...
Tom, let me say it for you, since I was a resident of Rockford in the 90s, from 92 to 98. Speed it up! You people are at home. Just approve it so they can start construction. Number one, getting people back to work. And number two, so this casino's done so they can help the economy of Rockford. It's not that hard.
No doubt. I mean, we definitely want that. In their defense, they had to get a new director. They had to get a chair of their board. They had a shortage of number of people. They had the gaming parlor stations. They had the online gaming. So they had a number of things, but you are 100% right. I mean, we wanted it opened up yesterday. Yep. So any time is too long for us.
I want people to see that huge guitar for the Hard Rock Casino when they're driving back and forth to their lake houses in Wisconsin. That's what I want. I want people to stop in Rockford for you, Tom.
I do, too, and I want them to stop at all of our local restaurants and hang out because maybe at that point our restaurants will be open and Chicago's won't.
I hope so. Tom McNamara, the mayor of Rockford. Tom, good to hear your voice. I'm glad you're safe, and we'll talk again soon. Thanks for taking time.
Thanks so much. Take care.